Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. So I did something a couple of weeks ago that in hindsight feels a little crazy. I emailed my community and announced publicly that I was launching my podcast on May 5th, 2024. Now, the reason that feels a little crazy is because when you are launching a podcast, it requires a series of steps. You should have your intro and outro recorded, and maybe a trailer, a description, maybe a podcast website. You should have equipment. You should have a launch strategy. Like, there's a whole process that goes into creating a podcast. Most of the things I did not have when I made this announcement. In fact, the only thing I had was the intro music, thanks to my beautiful niece who composed it for me, and the name. And that's it. So why did I make that announcement? I made that announcement because I realized that I had been stuck in the trying loop for a long time, because I had actually made the decision to start a podcast long before this particular announcement. Now, the trying loop is where dreams and goals go to die. You know, it's this concept that you think you are, you say that you are trying to do something, but really all you're doing is wishing and thinking about this thing without actually doing anything to get that thing done. That is what we call trying most of the time. And being stuck in that trying loop could be the death of your dreams and your goals. And I realized I was like stuck in the midst of it. In fact, people had been asking me for a long time, like, hey, how's your podcast coming along? And every time they would ask me, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm trying to get it off the ground. I'm trying to figure it out. But I really wasn't trying. I was procrastinating. So I looked at my big ass calendar. Thank you, Jesse Itzler, on my wall and realized that the first quarter of the year was gone, that we were slowly creeping into May, that I'd have this goal for a long time, and I wasn't going to make it happen unless I took action. So I looked at the calendar, I picked a date, and I said, I'm going for it. Now, the reason I chose Sundays is because I currently write a sacred Sunday moment of clarity email to my community every week. This, I consider Sundays a sacred day to rest, regroup, reflect, and set your intentions for the week. So every Sunday I write this email. It's inspirational in nature. And I share a moment of clarity, a lesson, a story, something that I feel will help you move forward. And I thought that is exactly what I want for my podcast. I want my podcast to be a container to hold my body of work. And I would love for it to be concurrent with my weekly email on Sacred Sundays. And I just looked at the calendar and thought May 5th was a beautiful day to launch that. Like, hey, Cinco de Mayo, here we go. So I made the announcement. And then I realized I had 17 days to make everything that you take months to make happen, happen. Now, interestingly, 17 days felt very synchronistic. This year, I have been married for 17 years, and the number 17 has been very strong in my life and a big, big sign of synchronicity, which we will talk about in this podcast. So the fact that it was 17 days was symbolic, synchronistic, magical. I was like, yes. And 17 days doesn't feel like nearly enough time to launch the podcast. And I figured, this is the work. This is what we do in this life. We set our goals. We start before we're ready. We show up. And we step into the identity of the people that we want to become. And I figured, what better way to do it than to just do it, even if I didn't feel ready. And of course, as luck would have it, because the universe does do this to us, it tests you to see how bad you really want things. On the day of recording, I have come down with a cold. So of course, my voice sounds different and I'm a little nasally and I still have to record because that is what this life is all about. So today, as I'm getting ready to record, I get a text message from my girlfriend. She wrote, "To the new podcaster, how's it going? Hope you are feeling the bliss." And my response was, "I'm feeling everything but bliss." Because it's true. I feel like I'm under pressure and I'm nervous and I'm not sure if this is going to work out. And I am totally going beyond my comfort zone. And I've pressed record and play and delete and record again a gazillion times today. And I'm not feeling any bliss. And that's exactly what I realized this podcast is about. It's the reason that I put the name Blissen Up is because I believe that we all have bliss, like sparks of bliss within us, right? Like these little moments, these little sparks, these little glimpses of bliss, but they are tiny and they're sporadic and sometimes they're short-lived and they're just a momentico in your life that happens as a result of doing all the other things that are not blissful. They're the result of doing the work, breaking out of the discomfort, showing up for yourself, creating a life that's in alignment, following your gut, trusting the process, you know, reframing your thinking, overcoming the obstacles and the challenges. None of those things are blissful, and yet all of those things are the things that when you live that life, you invite bliss to find you. And this podcast is about creating a life where you invite bliss to find you and learning how to hear, see, and experience it when it does. How to take it in, how to appreciate it, how to name it, how to feel it, how to savor it, and how to live and follow it. So here I am today, doing the things that don't feel blissful, knowing that at one point, bliss will find me because I am showing up and I am being obedient, right? I am obeying my calling, obeying the work. I was recently in a mastermind the other day. And when we talked about the word obedience, we talked about the B in obedience, right? Like when you follow the path that you're supposed to be on, you become. And I think the B in obedience is what we're all working on is becoming in this life. What is the identity that we're stepping into? Who are we becoming? And will we find bliss along the way? So here we are today in our first episode as we become blisteners, people who listen for bliss. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story just so that you know who I am, what I'm doing here, why I'm doing this work. I grew up in the world of personal development. My father was a motivational speaker and a psychologist and a consultant. And ever since I was 7 years old, he brought me into this world of personal development. He would take me to his speeches. He took me to the National Speakers Association for many years, invited me to the youth program. You know, he made me a part of this journey of personal development. So I grew up with all these tools and this information and access to incredible people in the world of personal development that really altered and shaped the way that I view the world. And here's the thing. My life has not been perfect. My parents were divorced. My father was traveling all the time, so I really didn't get to see him very much. Between both of my parents, there's been a total of 9 divorces. So if you've ever experienced divorce, you know that that comes with a lot of adjustments and uncertainty and chaos. I've lived with different step-parents, different step-siblings. There's just been, my life has not been traditional or conventional or perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But yet it has been beautiful and a happy life and a stable life, despite all of the instability and all of the problems that I have faced. So I have always thanked my parents for 2 things. One is the unconditional love that they have loved me with, and 2, for the personal development skills that they have armed me with. And I got that, I believe, from both of my parents. So I was very lucky in that way. I lived in this paradox of stability and instability, chaos and peace, happiness and sadness. It was a paradox. And I learned a lot from that upbringing. So as I grew up, I loved this personal development world. And my father always used to tell me that I'd be great at this work, at doing this work. And he invited me often to do this work with him. But I did not want his life. I did not want to be traveling all of the world. I believed to a certain extent that being a speaker and doing the work that he did also meant sacrificing your family. And I wanted to have a family. I wanted to have a husband and kids. So I did not go down that path. I became a lawyer instead. And ever since I was a little girl, everybody always told me that I grew up wanting to be a lawyer. And the other day I was thinking about what I wanted to be when I grew up, like when I was little, what I really wanted to be. And if I'm being honest and remembering, it's not that I wanted to be a lawyer. It's that I wanted to be a peacemaker. I wanted harmony and peace. And I knew that from when I was very little, and I worked at that. And my grandfather was a lawyer, and everybody told me that I was articulate and good at speaking. And if you are raised in a Cuban family, then you know that, you know, it's like there's a very limited amount of things that you can do when you grow up to please your family. And it's like become a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Like one of those big professions. And that was how I grew up. So lawyer was the one that I picked. But what I wanted really was to be a peacemaker. And I loved the world of personal development. So I became a lawyer anyway, and I went on and I got my fill of this work through my father. I went to seminars with him and I went to see him speak, and I sat in the front row and I just loved all of the work and all of the things. And I had no problem sitting and watching him do the work and be the star and inspire the world. And my cup was always filled because I got to be a small part of that journey. And then in 2015, he passed away. And on his deathbed, as I sat there with him, I realized I don't have many regrets in my life. I may only have one. And that regret was never just trying to do the work with him, never going for it, and speaking on a stage with my father and doing something like that. So on that day, I made a decision that I would carry this legacy, carry the work, and that I was not going to lose this world that I had loved so much. And because of that, I took the path of becoming an inspirational speaker, which eventually led me to becoming a life coach. And I was able to create my own path, start creating my own legacy, my own work that doesn't look like my father's at all. It looks actually very, very different. And it allows me to be a wife and a mother and stay at home with my children, you know, with the occasional traveling for speaking, but not all the time, and still be a force of inspiration in this world. Now, the three pillars of my work are mindset, wellness, and relationships. And I focus on all things mindset, wellness, and relationships because I believe that those are the foundational pillars to create a life that is healthy, happy, and meaningful. And that is also what I work with my individual clients on, helping them in their mindset, their wellness, and their relationships so that they can improve their marriages, improve their relationships with their children, so that they can get unstuck from living a lifestyle that does not serve them, so that they can have healthier habits, so that they can search for wellness from within, so that they can retrain their brain and their thinking, and they can get unstuck and break free from limiting beliefs and patterns, so that they can find clarity, organize their life according to their values and their priorities, tap into their resilience, develop their emotional intelligence. This has been the work that I have dedicated myself since 2015 to doing. And then last year, I was in the middle of a remodel of my house, and we had rented this little lake house in Kendall, which is down the street from where I live. When I say that I rented a lake house, people think that it's like this lake house, you know, in Georgia, you know, in the woods, something really spectacular. And it's like this house in Kendall that has a lake behind it. So if you're from Miami, you'd laugh and you'd probably laugh at me. But for me, it was like the most spectacular thing in the entire universe. And I was sitting in that lake house. And in that moment, I had this experience, this spark of like this feeling in the pit of my soul that all was right in the world. It was like this I have arrived moment of, my God, you know, we had just spent the last 10 years struggling in our life and our marriage and finances. And we had pulled ourselves out of the weeds and we had overcome so many things. And we were finally in this place where our marriage was strong and our children were healthy, and we had the ability to remodel our home, and we had the financial resources to be able to rent this lake house as we remodeled our home, and everything felt like perfect in that little moment. And I thought, oh my God, this is bliss. This is bliss. And then it was gone because my kid said something to his brother, and the moment was over, and then they were annoyed with each other and they ruined my bliss moment, and that was it, right? And I when I saw that moment, I saw what life is about. Why do we work on our mindset and our wellness and our relationships? Why do we do the things that we do? Why do we work so hard? Why does it matter to have a life that is aligned and on the right path and wholesome? And why do we want to be healthy? And why do we want to have, you know, the things that we want to have? It's for those sparks, for those little sparks of bliss that come, that transcend the ordinary, that give you a life of intensity and magic. It's a peak state. And that to me was everything. So this podcast is going to be about mindset, wellness, and relationships, but it's also about creating a life that invites those peaks, creating a life that changes your state. It changes your focus. It changes your energy so that you can have those little momenticos, even if they're tiny, even if they're short, and you can find that magic. And the more that you have those states, the more that you can experience them and savor them, the more you realize that life doesn't have to be perfect, that you don't have to climb to the top of the mountain to, you know, be happy. You can have these little sparks along the way. And that's what I want to share with you guys. So that's it. That's my history. That's what this is about. I'm going to be coming every Sunday with inspirational stories, with topics ranging from everything from stoicism to spirituality to creating habits to working on your mindset to, you know, living with intention to creating themes to picking your word of the year. Like, I am going to be talking about all the things, and they're not all going to be about bliss, but they're going to be about creating a life that invites bliss. And if you can have that spark, if you can go from having a life that is blah and boring and ordinary or just low chronic stress all the time to having peaks, ebbs and flows, intense transcendence, euphoria, and the human experience of sadness and pain and grief, and we can experience it all together, then you are truly living a life. You are truly living a worthwhile, meaningful, purposeful, wonderful, blissful life. That's what I want most for you. So I hope you'll join me every week. I am scare-sighted. I don't know exactly where this is going to go or how this is going to look like, but I hope you'll take the journey with me. I hope we can do it together and create a legacy with this podcast. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And if you want to reach out to me, send me an email at caroline@carolinedeposada.com. Connect with me on Instagram at Caroline De Posada and tell me what you think. What do you want to hear about? What do you want to learn? What do you want to explore with me? What topics are you interested in? Where do you think this podcast is going to go? I want to hear all your thoughts and I want to bring you on this journey with me. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you next Sunday. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships, and you're looking for a life coach to work with you one-on-one and really help you just retrain your brain, define success on your own terms, and just live healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, well, I invite you to schedule a consult with me. Let's have a conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or send me a DM on Instagram at carolinedeposada. I'm so excited to connect with you a little further. Now, as far as this podcast goes, I would so, so, so appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thank you for helping me spread good in this world.